Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCB KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. It is an election year, and next Tuesday is the general municipal election across the state of Missouri. And here in Maryville, there are two men running for one city council spot. They are Ty Parsons, who is currently on the city council, as well as newcomer Brian Williams. I'm speaking with both of them this morning and asking them both the same questions. So we'll go ahead and start with Ty Parsons this morning. Ty, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to living in Maryville.
Sure, I came to Maryville in 1994 as a student at Northwest Missouri State University. Graduated in 1998 with an undergraduate degree in geography. And actually, I stayed in town for another 4 years after that, working as a planner and a grant writer at the Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments. Which really got me started into working in the public sector. That's really where I cut my teeth on public infrastructure projects and learning how local government works. And so I was in that position for 4 years. I actually left Maryville for a few years to get my master's degree down at Mizzou. And then I worked in St. Joe for a couple of years, and I came back. Then to take the executive director role back at the Regional Council of Governments, and then I've been here ever since.
All right, Brian, same question.
I am from Nottoway County, born here, raised here, and I live here currently. So what drew me to Maryville initially was to attend Northwest for school. While there, I found my passion for serving, and that's about when I started volunteering with the fire department, started working for the city with the public works department there, stayed with them for about 4.5 years. From there, I started my employment with public safety as a dispatcher, and I was with them for about five and a half years, yeah.
All right, Brian, we're going to stick with you. What is it that made you want to run for city council?
In that roughly 10-year time where I was working for the city, in those various positions, I kind of got to see how things were done. I didn't always agree with how the council would prioritize certain projects over others. It was kind of a cumulative experience through those 10 years that made me decide, well, I'd like to give it a shot if I ever had the opportunity. And so whenever I left employment with the city, I was finally able to run for city council, and that's where we are now.
All right. Ty, why are you running for city council again?
My entire career, really from 1998 on, has been focused on local government, either working for local government or with local government. It's something that I just have a lot of experience in and a lot of interest in, especially trying to help our communities not only be the best that they can be for themselves, but also how they can serve the region and the county that they're in. And how they can really interact with state and local government. I spent my entire career doing that type of work, and I felt that I could contribute some of that same experience to the Maryville City Council. And so when I was approached to run back in 2018, I thought that was a good time to do that, and I've been really pleased with what we've been able to accomplish.
Go ahead and stick with Ty on this next question. The current city council, which you're on, has passed work on several projects throughout the years, some of them underway right now, some of them ideas for the future, and others that have been completed, such as the 911 Center, South Main Project, Thompson Splash and Play, and is, one of the big things is the future of the wastewater treatment plant. In your opinion, do you feel that everything is going as it should, or do things need to be tweaked?
I'm very pleased with how all of these very large projects are happening in our city. I tell people all the time that cities the size of Maryville typically don't take on these types of projects all at the same time. They just don't have the capacity to do that. And I give so much credit to our city staff and to our city council to really having the vision that it takes to undertake these projects that are so transformative and so important to our city. I'm ecstatic at how all of these very large, very complex projects are going. It takes a lot of time to bring these projects to fruition, to get them completed. And I know sometimes that can be frustrating if people think that things should move a little bit faster. But as far as how our city is running and how they are, how we are addressing some of these very large projects, I'm very happy, very pleased. And really, that's the primary reason why I'm running for re-election, is because I want to continue our momentum and continue these projects and see them through to their completion.
All right, Brian, same question. Do you feel that all the projects are going as they should, or do things need to be tweaked here in Maryville?
All those projects you mentioned, they're completed or in progress right now. I think they're great things for our community. Kind of going back, though, with our 911 center, that's not really a project that's ever finished. As technology changes, best practices in emergency services, the dispatch center is going to take more work and take more attention down the road. I know at this point, it's staffed with, it's a combined staff between full-time and part-time employees. As we continue to grow and expand the services provided through it, it's going to require more full-time employees, if not switching to a complete full-time model, which is going to require different funding or different models to find ways to improve the system. Also, something else that's kind of going down the road right now is the water treatment plant. I know the council's been working on that. It's not a quick process by any means. You got to go through DNR and get approval to progress through the system and progress through the process. And I know they just started that, and it's probably going to be probably something that takes more than one term to even address completely.
All right, Brian, you're going to start this next question. What's a plan or project that you want to see in the future if you're on the city council?
I don't have anything specifically that I want to see done. I'm not coming on to the council if we're elected with a pet project, so to speak. Basically, what I'd like to see happen is that we maintain our focus on building and expanding on our core purpose as a municipality, which is provide those infrastructure functions, water, sewer, provide streets, your community safety. Something that's commonly said that we always have to worry about our quality of life. I feel that we need to focus on what allows us to live our lives and have good lives here in this town than so much, We have to be able to have our day-to-day lives and have comfort when we do that, be it through driving through town, turning the water on your house with good quality water coming through it, your sewers working effectively. I'm not so much concerned with the beautification part. While it is nice to have a beautiful city, that's not going to be a priority for me.
All right, Ty, same question. What's a plan or project that you want to see in the future if you're reelected to the city council?
I would say two primary focuses on a next term, although there are many, many things that we have in the works. But the two big ones on the top of my list are the successful completion of the South Main Corridor Improvement Project. That is a transformative project for our city, and we're seeking the remainder of the funding to finish off just the last bit of that project. And so we are that's one of my focuses for the coming term. The next focus is obviously safeguarding our water, water quality and our water source in town, out at Mazingo Lake. The city council has been working really with a purpose over the last several years to address not only taste and odor and quality issues, but just making sure that we're positioning Mazingo Lake and our water source really for the future. And that's where a lot of these discussions are happening with a new water plant and how do we really make sure that that's going to be a resource we have for generations to come. So my top two priorities for a new term are the successful completion of the South Main project and then the safeguarding of our water supply.
All right, those are all the questions I have, and I want to thank you both for coming on this morning. Once again, that is Ty Parsons and Brian Williams Both of them are running for Maryville City Council with only one seat open this election year. The municipal election is next Tuesday. We will have coverage starting at 7 p.m. next Tuesday evening here on KXCV KRNW. We will provide updates until all of the totals are in. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.